I did say that, but then you was talking about diets and shit, and then I stopped.
That's all I said was remove the shell. I'll be okay. That's all I said. You did say that,
and I was like, eh, and then I lay. It's been a rough couple of weeks.
You got peanut butter and jelly in there?
I do. I have plum preserved. What? That shit is fire.
Is it? And peanut butter too?
I've had it before, and peanut butter, yes.
And bread?
Yes.
I'm about to make one of those for real. Okay, you want to start? So I don't know when to go do it.
I mean, all of this is recorded, so all of this is on a podcast. Welcome back to the Overrated Truth, guys. We missed you. I am your host, Oh, okay then.
Forgot to put my phone on silent.
Okay, and that's how we came. That's how we show back
hey,
up.
Hey, Jim Malone, I'm recording my podcast. I'll meet you right back.
This ain't the most niggerish ever. Right. Okay.
That was his room. That was the clubhouse.
That sound like your phone. I mean, your watch.
G.
Whoa.
You hear me? Wait, do you hear me? I'm the wrong nigga. If I start saying some crazy shit, I'm like, hey, hold up.
Right. And then this is how you.
Man, I told you, bitch.
And that's how you could crack. What? But anyway, like I was saying, I'm one of your beautiful hosts, Mahoney, and I'm so glad to be back. And with me, I have Good Luck.
Good Luck is definitely in the building. He is here. We never did that before.
And, of course, Lays is in the building.
My new name is Mr. Lays. I'm only going by Mr. Lays because I give these bitches detention, and I make them go pick up my paper. I was going to say, it's the holiday season. It's the holiday season. I was going to say, you know, my name is Saint Nick. Nah, Saint Nick. You know, we all know the rest. And I still driving crazy. What's up, y'all? I missed y'all niggas, man. What's going on?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Lil Luck. My homie's in the building.
About to make me a, what is it?
A plum.
That sound.
Plum.
It's still peanut butter and jellies, technically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jelly is not a flavor. It's a
thing. It's not. Jelly is just the other ingredient.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it would be strawberry preserves.
Watch it. I eat it. That should be fire, too.
That's what he said.
And we never get those jokes. We never around women to get that off. Like, it's usually niggas, and we can't really get that off. That's what she said.
That's what he said.
Anyway, y'all good? Hey, you know, so the homegirl Tiff hit me up today. And she had told me her 2 out of 5 recap. And her top podcast was Overrated Truth. Then my podcast was.
Aww.
Yeah, so you know, thanks for the support, Tiff. You laid down, always showing support. We love you. Thank you. We promise we're going to get back to it. We just had, you know, going through some things, life, 2020, pandemics, family. But we're back at it. We're going to do it right the right way and try to keep it more consistent than before. Just had a couple of little changes, but. You know, there's a couple of new improvements that you'll see, too, in the near future from an Overrated Truth. But, you know, I thank you for your support and for always being down.
Life change. You got engaged since we've been gone.
That's been that long.
Yeah. You got engaged since we've been gone, bro. So, on the air, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Mahoney, you forgot to congratulate me.
Congratulations on your, congratulations on your engagement. I was there.
Right.
I held a letter. I think it was the L.
Right.
You held an L?
I held an L. Hilarious.
What
if somebody would have took the picture and just cropped out you with the L?
You can't hold this.
Yeah. No, but yeah, man, I got engaged to my queen. Yeah, man, we're going to go ahead and you know, make it official the right way. Hope 2020 is, you know, it's hard when people ask me, like, have you figured out a date to get married? And you know, my answer has been like, well, I don't know what's going on tomorrow, let alone like with the pandemic, COVID. You know, it's hard to plan out things so far out or like even next year, even a couple of months out, because you don't know what the city doing, what the California doing, what the nation is doing. So it's hard, man. But I'm looking forward to spending the rest of my life with her, like as I was already before that.
Right.
But yeah, man, I'm excited and it's dope. I'm one of them dudes who are actually like, excited, happy, and I can't wait. I know TV and it's taught us that once you get married, it's all downhill from there. You know what I mean? I don't have that experience. I've never been married before, but I'm not going into it looking like that. I'm really excited. I think I'm pretty sure about who I chose to be my queen, and I'm just excited to see spend the rest of my life with her, straight up.
Congratulations again, my brother.
Thank you.
Shout out to Chaz. Congratulations, sis.
Hey, babe.
Mahoney, what's been going on in your life? What have you been up to?
Looking like?
Right, my DMs are ashy.
Make a sandwich.
Ooh, I want you to make this sandwich, please, Lord, make this sandwich.
You gotta have a plum. And that's how it started, ladies and gentlemen.
And that is how it started. What was I about to say?
What you been up to?
I really ain't been up to nothing. Just trying to get myself in the refrigerator.
Psychopath.
It's right there. See it?
I feel like Mahoney got the most bougiest bread.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like I said.
Smuckers. You real?
No, it's not. It's in the cabinet. Right
cold
here.
Peanut butter? I mean, you can get that off, but cold peanut butter, bro?
Yeah,
that's...
why would you put peanut butter in a refrigerator? I put my bread in there because it was hot. For every look, y'all, I'm laying on this bean bag. It's so magnificent.
Niggas just...
Where's the what? This is such a ratchet pod right now. And y'all missed us. You missed all our bullshit. So, and this is why we appreciate y'all.
Love you guys. Completely. So Luck is making a sandwich.
Luck is making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I'm back to telling y'all about my life. So,
first of all, you just laid down like you shoot therapy.
I laid down like I was in therapy. DMs are dry. I do want to say before we get into this, but I have to say it because that's fine. I don't
these are two ants.
I clearly need to go to the grocery store. Now I sound trifling to the people. And I'm about to say some serious stuff. But before we get into our even more craziness, I just want to say I lost one of my really good friends, Big Rob. And that is the person who gave me the nickname Mahoney. And so I just feel it wouldn't be right if I didn't shout him out. So, Big Rob, you get on my nerves. And I love you, man. Aside from that, just life been lifing. Been in this house trying to stay vid free.
Just stay vid.
You know what I'm
saying?
Say
no to the vid.
I've been trying to stay vid free, you know, worked a few shows. I did the Revolt Summit again this year, and then I did a couple of pop-ups, and that's just it. No new hoes in the vid. No new hoes
in the vid?
Nah, DMs been had a couple of hey strangers, and I was like, no, I know that's
the bounce backs.
I know where this is going.
Yeah, the bounce back.
Sir, get out of here. No, who sent you? Yeah, no.
Rest in peace, Big Rob. Got a chance to meet you, but rest in peace.
Turn to the right.
This show is called Luck Raise the Kitchen. Anybody wants?
Right. Y'all good?
Y'all good over there?
What you been up to?
Working.
Homeschool kids failing because you the teacher? Fractions hard as shit, huh? Shout out to all the parents that got to relearn fractions.
Well, give me that one.
Shout out to all the parents that really got to learn fractions to teach them to their kids.
Man, let me tell you. I've been homeschooling. My kid is in the second grade. He's in the second grade. Extremely smart. Is it fire? That is some thick ass bread.
You know what? Niggas just can't be happy. They just.
She make her own Texas toast. But anyway, homeschooling is fucking horrible. I hate this shit. Let me just be honest. I hate this homeschool shit. I hate Zoom. I hate Google Classroom. I hate that you got to log on at 8:15 and then you offer 30 minutes to do independent work and then you log back on with your class just for them to give you the answer, then log back out to do some more work, then log back in, then log. First of all, and this nigga got like 92 different apps to go to. This is some bullshit. Yes, let me see if I can remember. You got Zern, Moby Max, some shit to read, some math shit. And then they actually give this nigga actual paperwork, too.
So you guys got to go to and pick
once
up.
Once a month and pick up a packet of fucking work.
That's a lot on it.
Yeah.
Because when this nigga,
and let's be honest, my kid tuned out in week three. This nigga tuned out in week three. He's been over it. He's bored. Like. They got to the point where he'll go to class in the morning and never log back in, but has every piece of work done. And it's like, how, niggas? But I hate homeschool. What else I've been up to? Still working my ass off. Humble and Arrogant is going.
I was going to say, I see you leveling up with that. You know, we watched it. It's getting looking better and better every time we see it. What do you learn? What are like kind of like the, let me ask you this. What are the pros and cons? Because, well, you guys don't know I'm trying to get into, like, you know, a little bit of fashion myself. I got a couple of ideas. I got a couple of things I'm working out. And I've been hollering at Lays behind the scenes, you know, about the do's and don'ts and, you know, getting started. And, you know, so let me ask you, what is some of the pros and cons of starting out your own business, especially in like basically like retail with clothes and stuff like that? What are pros and cons of that as far as what you see as far as right now?
The pros, you jumping off the porch. That's the pros. You got an idea. You feel like you got something. You're doing it. That's the pro. Because a lot of people have a bunch of humble and everything. It took me 8 years to start this shit. I didn't jump off the porch. I just sat on it. But the pros, though, it's a hustle. You and I come from music. So, you know, you're still now you're an independent artist pushing them. You got to push your clothes. You got to push your, got to build up custom and residual, you know, people, constructive criticism from everybody. The cons, there's really no cons. I mean, there's a few which I would.
Like technical shit, like little technical shit.
Little technical shit. Cloth piece, right. Things to see. Like I told, look, I told you, went through trial and the good.
No, I appreciate that.
And the bad, that shit. I went through it, so shit, everybody else can. We said on this, people are stingy with information. I see why, but at the same time, we all doing different shit. It's enough. But yeah, man, so the pros are just staying creative.
That's dope. I can't wait to, I can't wait to show you guys my idea. I got, you know, some dope shit I'm working on. I can't wait to show you guys.
It's fucking dope.
Should be coming soon. I'll have some samples for you guys to look at and check out. But that's what I've been working on. I mean, I'm glad to get back to doing our podcast because, you know, we missed a lot of topics. Obviously, we've been down for so long trying to regroup. You know, Badru is for people who don't know, he got big things going on, the BTSN network, Behind the Scene network. It's on Roku? It's on Roku, right? It's on Roku and Fire Stick. Go check out BTSN, the Behind the Scene network. My man Badru doing big things over there. That's his shit. So salute and congratulations for that. And, yeah, so, you know, and he's always – Badru kind of got like an open door policy with this. We all started this on some fun shit, did some dope things, and, you know, he couldn't necessarily divide all his time between starting his own entire network and, you know, being consistent with the podcast. We understood that. So, you know, but you know, whenever Badru's available, you know, we'll have him in the building. We talk our shit and do like we usually do. But – other than that, I've just been having sex, and
okay.
Nah,
look. Oh, okay.
Nah, but yeah, I'm just looking forward to you know getting it going. What's some topics? What we missed? I know we missed a lot. I don't want to go over a lot of old things. What's going on right now? What's going on right now that you guys want to talk about? The last thing that happened was the fight. Did you guys watch the fight?
The goddamn fight.
What did you watch? Did you like the fight?
I actually, once I started reading all the rules, 8 2-minute rounds, you can't touch nobody, don't breathe on him, don't look at him, you can't blink. I was like, I'm not going to sign up for that. That's like paying to see an intramural game.
Right.
Like, I'm not paying fucking $50 to go to the intramurals. No.
And on some real shit, if it wasn't for... the Nate Robinson Paul fight at 50 totally. Now, obviously, I never will pay 50.
Me either.
For nothing like we just not paying 50. But if it wasn't for that fight, it'd have been a wash. You know what I mean?
Oh,
because
yeah.
On the Tyson, that was dancing. That's what that was.
No knockout rule.
Slow dance all night, and it was. And yes, it was Roy Jones doing the holding the whole entire night for 8 rounds. It wasn't an interesting fight to me at all. You see that. It would have been different. I think Mike Tyson went some positive on tearing nigga head off. Technically,
was it?
Yeah, it was like you
it
know,
was the CBC championship, basically.
Because you know when you have all the rules like that, it's technically boxing, right? And but hell, did somebody tell Jake Paul and Nate Robinson?
First of all, Nate Robinson was fighting like he was on the streets. That nigga was going in with his hands down and head up. He landed with 8 punches. He threw 21 punches. Threw 21 punches, landed 8.
A pound, a punch, a round?
Well, shit, it was only 2.
Oh, yeah, right. He did 4, right. 4 each round. I forgot.
And shit, out of the 2, one was a knockout, one was a take, a put down.
And let me say this, too. For all the people, you know, was getting on and saying, you know, on the gram and social media and Twitter and all that, all that talk about, you know, give him some credit. You know, he stepped in the round, give him credit for stepping in. Oh, man, a lot of y'all would give him credit for that. We should tell you something. If you ever agree to a fight,
first of all, called him out.
You called him out, first of all. And then you agreed to a term, the fight and the terms of this fight. And you look like, now I don't know this is a fact, look like there was no training. No. You look like you went in here on some arrogance, like I'm going to beat this white boy up. I heard you say that, first of all, you said that. I'm going to beat this white boy up, and you got your ass handed to you. So I'm not throwing you a pity party.
Me either.
I'm not going to be the dude to be like, hey, we got to hold others up. No, your black ass wasn't supposed to get in the ring and play with him. Like you did.
No.
And what happens is, you know, we know what they say. When you play games, you win stupid prizes. You know what I mean? So he got his ass whooped, knocked down three?
Twice.
Three times.
Was
times.
It three or twice?
Back of the head, the short one, and then the long one. You know what I'm saying? Like, so Don't get in there playing with people and then expect us to feel sorry and all that shit. And these motherfuckers on the ground talking about to hold each other down and don't, man, get out of here with that bullshit.
Well, first of all,
you hop in the ring and play with nobody. Don't hop in the ring and play. Boxing is a real sport. And Jake Paul, amateur or not, he's actually taking it serious. He's been training.
This is his second fight.
This is his second fight. But even before that, I've watched him train for a long time trying to get fights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just on some him calling people out and trying to get something going. So he's been consistently training, taking it serious. I know he does his shit. He's still an influencer, so he does his talking shit, clowning and stuff like that.
Right.
But he's literally training at least to be good, better and learn the techniques of boxing. And he looked way more skilled than Nate Robinson did. And he got his ass handed to him in front of the world.
So you're right. Everybody on Instagram was like safe. Oh, yeah, they was on that shit. But the Twitter community that we all are part of was tearing his ass up. Listen, I cannot watch a live event and not be on Twitter, ever.
Twitter's the Wild Wild West.
Bruh, first of all, them niggas with Twitter's moving so fast.
Twitter's the Wild Wild West. They don't give a shit on Twitter. Twitter is tearing you apart. When the fight happened, after the first knockdown, I went straight to
it. Nigga, I was on Twitter the whole time.
Straight to it. I'm like, okay. I'm like, first knockdown, boom, okay, I need to win the first meme. So I'm looking for all the memes, for all the jokes, and then Snoop made it the best boxing thing event ever.
Protect Snoop at all times.
Yeah, his commentary was just amazing, legendary.
Bruh, Snoop.
It was just, my bad, it was a super dope event. You know what I mean? I thought, what kind of water is that? Voss? Why is it blue?
That's Crip Voss?
It's Voss Plus, enhanced with minerals and electrolytes from the coastal seas.
A couple of Revolt events, all of a sudden, all of a sudden, they Voss Plus now.
Actually, it would have been Aqua Hydrate, you know. But
I was like, we got a blue bottle of it, okay?
Yeah, I was shopping on Melrose. Just stopped at the liquor store, and it was either Dasani, Aquafina, or Blue Bottle Voss.
Okay, for sure.
Guess what one?
I'm the blue bottle. Anyway. Yeah. I'm kind of bougie when it comes to Voss
I'm bougie when it comes to my water. I don't care what you niggas say. Y'all not out here checking for Arrowhead in these streets. And anybody that is, you got to figure out what's going on in their life. Who hurt you?
I know I'm jumping topics right now, but let me ask you guys about like COVID. And what do you guys think about that? Are you forward to that? Or like how are you guys looking now?
I just feel like we are, you can clearly see that. I'm trying to think of a night. Like niggas just really don't know how to sit down. Like, you sit down. I've never seen so many people so thirsty out in the streets. And, yeah, I want to get out and I want to do things. But people are like, oh, no, we got to have a seat. Why do we have to? If we would have just sat our asses down, it would have never stopped. But it would have slowed down if we would have just all sat our asses down and let this shit kind of take a curve. We could have been somewhat okay. But, no, y'all got to go to Atlanta with inflatable pools in the middle of the goddamn club. We just all know. Y'all ain't shit. Y'all really ain't shit.
Yeah. We just sit the fuck down. We could have been something like normal. Not all the way normal. We could be Atlanta or Houston.
Yeah, we was never getting back to normal, but we could have got to a place where
I never knew I missed so much shit was taken away. Walking, going to a movie theater. Sitting at a restaurant, like just shit that we didn't take took for granted that we missed.
I think the biggest thing that we took or we have taken for advantage is each other and how much we need and human interaction, because you do go crazy by yourself. All you people self-introverts, I don't need people. Y'all the main fucking ones out at the clubs. Like, so I don't get that part.
I think that's the key right there too. People don't realize how important human contact is. And because, you know, it's hard. A lot of us, because you always talk about these underlying issues we have just as humans, right? Like 2020, things shut down, COVID. People are actually losing family members, friends, very close people, you know what I mean, to them. And it's scary, too, for if you don't have, you don't know what to believe. It's like you're being told this. And then you got the conspiracy theorists. And then you're like, yo, I'm scared either way because I don't know. If it's real, if it's not, well, I know it's real, but it's like, if the numbers are in heightened, then what that got to do with me if I get it? Like, you know what I mean? So, it's a real thing, and it tends to be scary. But how do I move? Because I still got to go to work.
Right.
I still got to feed my family some kind of way. We've seen that we can't necessarily depend on the government like that. Like, you know what I mean? So, what do I do? Like, what do I, how do I maintain? And then let's talk about, now that's for the same, somebody with a, I guess with a little more stable mental condition, right? What about people dealing with depression and extroverts and you know, people that need to be out, need to be around, need to feel some, you know, you want to invite people over, but then you don't want people in your space because you may got, you got a kids, you may got an older person in the house, and then you can't just have, you know what I mean? Like, we all wear our mask and we all do our things, but you still hear the show. It's hard. I get it. It's hard. And do I think we're going to get back to normal? No. I think normal has changed, right? I think all this is going to pass, but it's never going to be what you, you know what I mean? And that is kind of, that kind of stuff, because I still don't know what that means for, like, rules, restrictions, boundaries. I don't know what kind of tricks the government have up their sleeve. So I don't, that's a little, you know what I mean? Having this conversation with Queen about kids. We were talking about me and how I feel like that. And for the pandemic, it was a couple of years. My whole thing about kids was that, like, you know, the state of the feel right, or I don't feel romantic out here. I mean, and living in America, it's hard. And I know kids that they, like, when I've talked to them about kids and the safety, it's scary. Not that they're scared or afraid, but it's scary when they think about that. You know what I mean? Your young son out here, your daughter out here, crazy, shot down, and trafficking, diseases, famine. Like, it's funny, you hear the word famine. It used to sound like some old school shit. Like, now, you hear the word famine. You think of polio and shit like that, right? But then you look up now, then the numbers for COVID is insane. And then people are going down left and right. And it's like, yo, what kind of times are we in, right?
Yeah.
And you thought that it would never, that it'd never be a thing, right? When we used to see, you know, people in Asia, you know, with masks on every day. And you think, like, what are they on? What's that about? Why everybody wear? Now, that's our normal.
Every
like
day.
It's now, it's now hit our front porch, and that's our normal. Tricky. Think about that. It's scary. And, you know, how do you prevent that?
You know what's crazy about the mask thing is me and one of my coworkers were talking about that. Like, even when it's flu season, why are we wearing masks? Like, now I'm just like, this is the smartest shit ever. Like, because people are just hacking up lungs and out in the open. You're like, I should have. So the mask part doesn't bother me as much anymore. It's just the for the holidays. Like, I don't even know it's safe to go home because I have to go at their house. You know, I spent Thanksgiving on my couch by myself, and that shit is depressing. If you're not depressed, right, it'll make you depressed.
Sure,
like,
sure.
If you lost anybody this year, like, you dealing with that, then be near your family, then you buy your, like, that shit is low-key depressing. Yeah. So it's for that wanting to be around my aunts, but really not wanting to put them at danger because they're older, or not wanting to put my family at risk because I know that I'm out here working, not the safest environment.
Right,
so
And you know, it's the awkwardness of, like, it's like when I first went there about the shit, like, and I'm like, I don't know that to be a thing. I'd be like, that set me back a little bit. Like, I'm like, I know this is real, but now I'm, it affect me directly, not being true, like, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't got the COVID. I'm being in a different kind of way. It's hit home, and it got to a point where I'm looking at mom like, damn, for real. But then again, I'm like,
I get it.
Like, I get.
Yeah.
Though in the moment, to keep it real, in the moment, I don't care. It's my mom. I've never not kissed my mother, right? But at the same time, I get why she being older. You hear, if you listen to the news all day, scared the shit out of you. You don't know what's going on. So I get it, but it feels different. It made me feel bad, like, and like, not be around dearly because have that other side of it.
Like, I get it. Like, I lost my aunt. Rest in peace, Marie Ray. My auntie was on Sanford. She did some other. But, yeah, it's like, can't have old COVID. Be there. Nigga, that's my aunt. Like, you mean to tell me that I can't? She didn't pass the COVID. She fought the good fight. But it's just, yeah, like you said, when it hits you directly, it's like, fuck. Don't.
Because you never think.
You never think it. Yeah. You know, you can't. Like, I really don't get to see my mom. Like my homie said, Thanksgiving was a bust to me. It definitely was a bust.
I'm not even going to talk about my experience. Terrible.
You know, so it's just one of those things where, you know, what we didn't think normal, this shit started in March. We're in December.
Yeah, and it's crazy because it can't be love. Like, Thanksgiving, you would literally look forward to, like, the love of, like,
your family.
Cooking, family, even friends. I know a couple people did Friendsgiving, but not as much as they used to.
Right.
But it was like, it was love around the food and the dinner and eating together. You know what I mean? I would go to my cousin's house and they have a big spread, and we would pray and laugh with the family, watch football. That was an event. Like, you know what I mean? And then everybody like, nah, like, who doing it this year? Like, we ain't really. And it's like, dude, like, all of our, like, things that we take for granted because they were just a normal thing, Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, it's like, are, oh, like, gone. And then even with travel, it's like, I can't go everywhere. I want to, you know what I mean? I want to go on vacation. Everybody's forced to go to one place, and then you start to hear about the numbers in this place start going up, and you're like, damn, if I go to that place in Mexico, because that place, the cases went up because everybody in the world has been going there, because that's the, it's,
you know,
crazy.
Like you said, it's love. It's all that shit. Me and my brother, we used to go on a plate tour for things, you know. Go on a plate tour. Like, nigga,
different spots, and yeah,
nigga,
for sure.
There was no plate tour. It was like, nigga, the shit you look forward to. I was some fat nigga. No, but it's just the shit that you can't get used to. It's, like, it's not normal, but nigga, it's the new normal. Christmas, like, man.
Like, and Christmas, super. Like, I understand that I'm dealing with in real time in this realm, and me having an agreement with family and friends of why we are celebrating this thing. I'm in an agreement with my family and friends of we celebrate this because of this. I'm not getting to the layered thing about Christmas and holidays.
You did too much to explain that part.
No, but people always do. You shouldn't be celebrating that anyway. And I'm like, dude,
stop it.
My mom's is happy. Like, I'm all right. I'm with the. You notice when you get to this year, it's a little tricky. But you notice when you cross into December, usually, unless you're just a fucking Grinch, when you cross into December, like, your spirits get picked up a little bit, even though bills, money, sometime, whatever, or if it ain't nothing tied to a memory, a bad memory, like, usually you go into December with this spirit, like, because I think what happens is, you know, us being all connected, everybody's feeling more upbeat, more looking forward to the holidays, vacation, gifts, Christmas, love, so everybody's spirits is resonating, and everybody's working at a higher frequency, and then, so you feel that energy going into Christmas, but now it just feels like, what up now? Like, what's happening now? Like, we don't get to enjoy each other or Christmas or whatever because I don't know what's happening. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, everybody can't go to Big Mama house because, no, it ain't cool.
It's one of those, like, this year, you seen more Christmas trees go up right after fucking Halloween was up. Kids didn't have Halloween. Like, so, nigga, it was Halloween, Christmas. We already knew Thanksgiving was canceled. Nigga, now Christmas about to be, it's crazy,
I mean, and you don't have to cancel household. Like, you know, start a new tradition. That's the one thing that I think has been kind of a plus to this is that it's forced people to get creative. And, I mean, just look at, you know, they were saying you couldn't do indoor dining. Look at what some of these restaurants have done, like, in order to make an outdoor dining situation. Like, if you go to Hermosa, Manhattan Beach.
It looked like when E.T. got sick. It looked just like that.
That shit is amazing. I'm like, and how did you get all these supplies so quickly? But what was I going to say about the holidays? Just certain, you know, it's not summer until you hear Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff's Summertime. You hear that song, you know the summer is here. You know, you get around the holidays for Thanksgiving, we got to hear the greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes. Like, that's the new.
That's the
okay,
new.
It's about to be Thanksgiving. And for Christmas, you know, once you get that Temptations in My Mind, you know what it is.
Not Santa Claus Comes to the Ghetto? Okay.
No. It's everybody knows Silent Night, Temptation. Brings in Christmas.
It's wild. Yeah.
What? Was that lyric even about to be?
I stopped it, didn't I?
All is calm, nigga. Cold I lyrics. Felt like I said that like abracadabra, bitch. All is calm, nigga.
Oh,
but
shit.
I mean, who knows? Who knows what this is?
We'll see what happens.
But, like, tune in, America season finale.
I was on Twitter.
That's where we are.
I was on Twitter. Somebody was like, oh, Black Mirror's about to shoot a 2020. I was like, nigga, we living in Black Mirror every day. Like,
right.
Nigga,
and
every day is Black Mirror.
That's the thing. I don't want to tune in and see what I'm living in currently. I don't need the movie version. I'm living it. Thank you.
Nigga, every day. I think I've binge-watched like two or three shows. I binge-watched The Office. I finished The Office.
Was The Office not bomb when Jim and what's her name had the baby and she breastfed the wrong baby? Was that not the funniest fucking episode that you've ever seen in your life?
With Jim and Pam.
When Jim and Pam had that baby and she breastfed the baby and they were like,
yeah,
if that's your baby, who's this name? he pushed that bassinet with the no look. Oh.
I binge watched The Office, which I'm mad I slept on because shit was great. Now binge watching.
You're bored.
But it's actually a good fucking show.
Who said?
Me.
References.
just go. No. I binge watched The Flash. I've watched pretty much probably came out.
I didn't want to cut you off. You ain't supposed to be your mic.
But what you saying? I just been watching a bunch of, but just shit on shit. Documentary.
Okay. I want to hear your take on The Undoing. What is The Undoing, right?
Yeah, Nicole Kidman.
Okay, you said you wasn't really feeling it.
I mean, it was cool, but it was just like some of that, the last two episodes, now y'all done got ridiculous.
What was happening?
Right. A spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, because I'm about to blow this shit wide open right now. So... spoiler alert, tune in a little bit later if you don't want to know.
Because it just happened.
All right, fine.
We want to talk.
Them last two episodes were ridiculous. And when you see it, you'll know. And then next week's episode, I'll give y'all a week to watch. And then I'm going to say what I got to say.
Now, I liked Undoing. Now, as I look back, because I binge watched straight through. Right, and as I look back, I can see I was a little disappointed with how it. I know a lot of people were talking about they loved it, they loved the finale. That it's crazy how it went out, but I was thinking like, you know what it was? I'm not gonna say what happened, but I was expecting a better twist. I can't even say what I'm saying.
Exactly. So I might as well.
I was expecting the unexpected, and I didn't get the unexpected, and then. What I got was like, oh, okay, and that's what happened?
Right.
Yeah,
the end?
Wait, this person? Yeah, okay, that would be the, anyway, I don't want to give up, right. But I can't front though. For me, up until then though, I was rolling because I was into the mystery because me and Chaz are always trying to figure out who's the murderer.
Didn't know?
Well, yeah, but a couple of times, yeah, until, no, I didn't. I was like, because you look at movies sometimes, you'd be like, well, that can't be the obvious. Like, that wouldn't be. It's like we watched Masked Singer when Wayne Brady won, right? Mm-hmm. And he kept trying to sound like Jamie Foxx. And his uniform was a Fox uniform. So in my mind, I'm like, why would Jamie Foxx do Jamie Foxx? Like, let me get away from Jamie Foxx. Yes, it sounds like him. Yes, this is the Fox uniform. But why would he give it up like that? And then in the end, I'm like, it wasn't Jamie Foxx, which I knew it wasn't. Because I knew who it was in the end. Once I figured out, I knew it was. But with this, I'm like, okay, yeah, this person is the person. This person is the person. You know, and then once you start getting into, the different stories and people, and then I'm like, wait a minute, could it be the? I'm starting doing that. Could it be the?
When the person started.
Give it up.
Yeah, never mind. It was just a part, and I'm like, you motherfucker, you. Why would you do that? But wait, it's so many shows that have been on, and we haven't been able to talk about. P-Valley?
P-Valley was great.
P-Valley.
That was my favorite show.
Let me tell you something. It was terrible, but I loved it. I loved it.
Well, you look at the acting.
Yeah, the acting and the. It was
That part. We talking about just entertainment?
Right. Entertaining. Uncle Clifford is my nigga. I don't care what y'all say. And I just want y'all to stop with this, that shit don't really happen. Yes, there are niggas on the down low. All the live long day.
Who said that don't happen?
Niggas.
They're trying to keep things secret. Yeah, down low.
P-Valley was great. Lovecraft Country was great.
Incredible. And I love Lovecraft Country. First of all, it's the first time. I hope y'all go on record saying this, but I haven't seen it. The first time we've ever seen a black sci-fi, black American history thing all in one.
You might be right.
That shit was amazing. And I'm sitting there looking what was dope about it was you're watching it and you're like, wait a minute, wait. I'm thinking it's a sci-fi because I know those aren't real, right? Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's a sci-fi. But that event really happened in black history.
Right.
So I'm like, wait, is this a sci-fi murder mystery, black history, excellent, gift
that
package?
All came down to black people are magic. Get me out of here.
Come on, man.
Genius.
Come on. I was like,
Genius.
Is this what heaven is like? Like, you got to ask the real questions. You got to ask the real questions.
It was great. It was excellent.
I was all the way rolling with that. I couldn't believe it.
Scary. It was some parts that was like the goddamn jiggaboos.
Yeah, no, I'm cool. I low-key tapped the light before I enter the room right now because of the damn things.
Let me tell you, I was watching it like, now you know I live alone. Like, this is not.
It was crazy. Out of all the stuff, that was, to me, that was the scariest thing in the whole entire series.
Yes, in the whole entire series.
I was like, no, get away from them, please.
I don't like children when they're contortionists like that in scary movies.
Right.
Like, why is your back bending? I don't. No,
that was excellent. That was excellent. I was all the way with.
Out of here.
Lovecraft. What was it? Lovecraft Country. That was amazing. Now, let me tell you what most ignorant shit on TV and probably the most ridiculously ghetto tabulate ever in a reality show.
I was about to say, and Piva.
I was going to say, one more chance. It has to be one more chance.
I tell you.
That is fucking greatness.
The ultimate in comedy.
You have,
y'all go ahead and DM me your Zeus login. I need a Zeus login.
I need a
Zeus login.
I might have to low key.
T-H-E-M-A-H-O-N-E. Right. Give me that Zeus.
Hey.
Give me that Zeus. Yo.
I see someone in your ass and they're like, I got that Zeus.
Hey, look. When that shit first, let me tell you. When I was like, okay. I seen a little preview and shit. I was like, this can go left so many ways. And I watched that first fucking episode. Look.
Mahoney, you do. I wish I had my stand. We've seen Ray J of Love. You've seen
Flavor of Love.
You've seen Love in New York. When one more chance, you do not understand
the level of ghetto-ness.
Yes. Well, it's like six, seven episodes up. In an hour.
Hey, when I say the ignorance of that show,
it's the most ghetto shit I ever seen. and it's so disrespectful. See, that's the thing about this reality show too. With the other reality shows, you used to them like being nice and cool and stuff like that. The ultimate in disrespect.
That's the standard of disrespect.
Dude, Mangina. Come on,
yo! Mangina. Don't let's not give it away. Everybody hasn't seen it, but dog, I thought I was the only person watching that shit.
No, we watched that. The next one because they skipped last Sunday. This Sunday.
Yeah.
I got a couple of my friends on. Been watching it. I ain't laughing,
nigga.
First of all, I literally thought Chance had a twin, and he looked and sound like him so much. I said to myself, no. That's a beard, and they got a double. I thought it was like Chance, because he said, if you close your eyes, you wouldn't know who's talking.
Yeah, they sound just the fucking like.
The same.
Y'all check out One More Chance. This is free promo.
Yeah, and it's not for educational purposes at all. This is for straight up ignorance. If you're looking for straight up comedic ignorance, the most ghetto reality show ever in life. I'm going on record to say that.
There it is.
There's no show more ghetto than this as far as reality show, dating reality shows. Hands down.
I think the homie on one of these episodes, dog. I don't know, but I seen that nigga around the house, and I think he might be on. Mahoney, we got to see most ignorant of ghettoest verses ever that we love.
Oh, Gucci and
Jeezy. Now,
we went ahead and purchased it.
Oh,
a free little trial. Oh, you gotta pay. You gotta click.
But did you watch Zeus Gucci and Jeezy?
Ghetto ass, huh? Zeus ghetto ass. All them shows.
All the shows on Zeus is just ghetto.
Shit.
But
what? First of all, when you see the credits, see how many people executive producing on this. That's ghetto in itself. Everybody's on that motherfucker.
Ray J don't get the credit he deserves.
Man.
Y'all say what y'all want to, but he hit it first. Okay. Number one, he makes stars.
I literally thought you were stuttering to it when it came out. I'm like, that's hilarious.
The man makes stars, okay?
For sure.
Kylie should wake up every morning and thank God and then say, and Ray J too. Like, I'm just saying. He might not be the wheel, but he might be the cog. You know what I'm saying? In the wheel. They got that bitch to churning. That's all I'm saying. Ray J, holla at me. You making, I know you got a production company about to pop up, and I'm just like,
intro song, the theme song.
It's a theme song? Ooh, y'all.
You don't know the ghetto-ness. You do not know the ghetto-ness. When you watch this, trust me, I'm getting a phone call. You going to text or call me? One or the other. You're going to text her. You do not understand
the ghetto fantastic shit you're going to see.
The names he give them, you don't understand. It's not like the others. It's not.
It's better than Flavor of Love names.
You listen, this is uncut. I mean, cursing, disrespect, fighting.
Oh,
this
shit. Titties.
This is way, but most of them you don't want to see. That's a whole nother conversation. When you get a look at everybody.
I saw a preview. A preview. But I know it doesn't do it justice.
The ghetto.
Number one on the most ignorant shit I ever seen of Mahoney. This is right up your
alley. It's so crazy. We skipped over Jeezy. We were going into that, and it came right back to this.
This is definitely a much better conversation.
Right. Because I'm going to just say this about that verse. Y'all stop with Jeezy was a bigger man and all of this. And Gucci was on some ignorance, and he couldn't let it go. No, I'm not never letting that go. You sent your homeboy to kill me. I could have been dead for 15 of them. I could have been laid in a casket.
That's all I'm saying.
So stop. Y'all stop. Y'all forgetting the bigger picture. And I can't even be mad because half of y'all don't know no better. Let me say this, too. It shows some maturity because some of y'all can't be in the same room with your baby mamas and your new girlfriend. So, you know, just take a lesson.
I can't wait to put the sound effect board to
this. Look, just take a lesson from that page. If you want to get something from that versus, get that. Grow the fuck up sometimes,
so
okay?
I had the pleasure of being in rooms with Gucci, conversations with Gucci. And
East Atlanta Santa?
I have known and had these conversations, and I knew what was happening. And I've tried to give everybody this shit full of warning, like, y'all understand that this man has changed, but he's still the same nigga.
And why do y'all think he wouldn't be? That's what I don't understand.
And he stood up for 20 songs.
He sacrificed hits. He sacrificed hits just to get some ignorance off. And I appreciated that part.
We're smoking Pookie Low tonight. He said that.
Let
shit
me tell you, disrespectful. I just don't know. I couldn't have done it.
That shit came on, I was like, oh, here you go. Go dig your partner up, nigga. Bet he can't say shit. That's right up there. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
That's worse than that. Go dig your partner up. Like, go dig him up. We can't. I don't see how you can't fight.
With the battle, I kind of viewed it differently. I didn't get into the whole. Everybody makes a think piece for everything. Mm-hmm. Talking about, you know, at the end that they squashed it at the end and how dope that was. Yeah, right. But the squash, the entire battle, it was disrespect. Yeah. And for me, I like battles where people are disrespectful because I look forward to try to win the mm-hmm. battle. But I also understand that. People talking about, well, he still won. Well, yeah, because people don't understand that they both came for two different reasons.
Right.
To your point where, you know, Jeezy come to win in a battle, had a bigger song, got the catalog. Gucci knows Jeezy has the bigger catalog. He's not coming for that.
Right.
You know,
for that.
And I know the agreement. We're going to squash it at the end. We're going to do the song. We already talked about that. I got that. But I'm about to get all my shit off because the first time I'm standing in front of you this for this long, and, nigga, I can't. My life is different. I can't, you know, I'm not finna be out here on some street shit, whatever, but I'm gonna get all this shit off.
Right.
So I'm coming to disrespect. You may be over there to win, but I don't care about winning in that. I don't.
Right.
I never had the songs where I had the whole entire Atlanta and then all the hoods and all the shit that came outside of that. But
right.
I'm not coming to beat you in a versus battle. I'm coming to disrespect you. You know what I mean? And I think that mission was done. So I think everybody pretty much got what they wanted. If you were on some Jeezy going to beat him shit, then you got that because Jeezy got bigger songs. If you was on some Gucci about the disrespect, he's the king of the hood shit, and he's the pioneer for that type of shit, trap niggas and all that, you got that. Mm-hmm. So for that, it was dope. I'm glad that if it's real, they squash it and all that stuff and can move past that. Yeah, that's super dope. But, you know, you understand that was contract obligations. We understand that.
Right.
I understand
that.
You know, because they don't have to be cool. And in the streets, you don't have to be cool. You could be like, all right, we just not on that no more, but I ain't going to be over there hanging out with the nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think it was a cool battle, but it was entertaining. If it wasn't for Gucci, the battle would have been boring. You know what I mean? So, he was entertaining the fuck.
I was going to say, we talk about Mike quick.
Yeah. Definitely. I know, but my homie, you got to start it with a poem. Go.
You know, I just want to say I appreciate Brandy bringing out her journal. And what would have made that so brilliant if they would have dropped the music behind her every time she hit us with those poems. I would have loved that. Damn.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
she
God.
She was up there dressed like the substitute that wanted to be cool. Monica was up there with Gucci bodysuit. It was good. I don't even know
what that outfit was. I couldn't figure it out. But no.
I think.
Just if you were a teenage girl, that's the battle we've been waiting.
Did we have any other battles between that? We all kicked it for Patti LaBelle and
the NanaFest 2020. We were all here for NanaFest 2020.
Yeah, we kicked it for NanaFest 2020. That was great. Because Patti LaBelle got the ABC song off. She got the Sesame Street song.
Yeah, she got the Alphabet Sesame song.
She got that off.
Wow, man. It's so much.
Louis Vuitton cases. She got that off.
Trunks. She had the Louis Vuitton steamer trunk on stage.
Oh.
With shoes, with that mirror. With her personal fan for her personal summers. Y'all stop playing with Patty.
Suppers.
Y'all stop playing with Patty.
What else? I mean, we all know we got a new president-elect, but no need to go there.
Look, okay, I don't know who shot Megan Thee Stallion. It's like, who shot JR? Stop. Get out my DMs asking me about it. I don't know. I wasn't at this point. I don't care no more. Like, stop. She was shot. They still working. She body yaddy yaddy and everybody living their life. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say on that. Cause somebody DM'd me and was like, "Can y'all talk about this whenever you come back?" That's what y'all get.
And I do want to say, didn't one of the home girls do the pop up? Who? I forgot who.
L.
Was it L?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, congratulations to L. You had the dope Megan pop up on Hollywood and Highland.
It was dope. Uh huh.
On Hollywood and Highland, they doing L. All the homegirls doing big, super dope shit. L, shout out to Nadia, shout out to just every Mahoney out here doing super dope shit. Just black women out here elevating, super dope. And I want to go on record to say this because I was the first one to say it. I said that there needs to be a reality show with black women like yourself who make shit move behind the scenes. Like, it's always shows about these people, that reality shows about people and these fake power movers and people that do shit, whatever, but it's a bunch of black women out here killing it all over the place. New York, yeah. LA. But I know, here in LA.
Dane Hall of Fame.
Man, just doing super dope shit. And I think it'd be super dope if we have a show.
Yeah, that would be dope.
It would be dope. If y'all because it's a lot of women. We only see the artists and these dope ideas, whether it's pop up shops or these marketing plans and all that. But then when you see the powerful black women behind these scenes, then I think that story needs to be told. The reason why is because it's hard to dream about that because they aren't seeing the examples. The young girls aren't seeing the examples, right? They hear about the Sylvia Rhones. They hear about the who run BT? What's her name? I forgot. Deb, I forgot. Anyway, I don't want to misquote who it is. Anyway, but they see them, and then or Ethiopia's or Motown, right? But excuse me, sorry. But they when it comes to like producers, showrunners, and things, shout out to Miss Ricky. And things of that nature, producers, they don't really see the women behind it out here killing it. And I think that needs to be shown. And salute to all that, because black women are forever dope and forever making everything better. So shout out to all y'all. I love y'all.
And if you watch Lovecraft Country, we'll see our magic.
Come on now.
She walked through fire.
Come on now.
Okay.
Come on. Come on.
The book of names. That's all I'm saying. She walked through fire.
Come on now. Get me
out of here. I don't even want to talk no more after that.
We want to wrap this thing up?
We can. We will be doing this more often, guys. Sorry to leave you hanging, but, you know, life happens. Life gets to life and people get to people in. It's just, it is what it is. But we here.
And you know, we just getting back, so I almost missed it. What's funny was I forgot the date and time after talking about it today.
Right.
That's and have to hurry up and get over here.
That love nest.
No,
love it.
And And shout out to my babe right now too. She's down and out right now. For those of you don't know, she had a little accident in San Diego for my birthday. She had fractured her ankle. But she's, you know, I'm taking care of her. She's good. She's going to be all right. She'll be back out here walking and talking shit.
Love you, Brian,
you know,
Sugar
in January and stuff like that. But, yes, I do got to get back to her, too.
Nurse Luck.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the night. She used to call me the night nurse. That's for a whole other reason, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, it was good getting back with y'all. Oh, and you know, we are we going to set a date? I know we talk about this all on air, so we're going to talk about it. Fuck it. Are we going to set a date when we schedule it? We're going to set a date. We're going to be back more consistent, knocking this out. And we kind of did this last minute just to get it going. So I know the show was a little rough around the edges. Don't get it twisted. We still going to come back with some good topics and some good conversations. We got some dope ideas about some segments. And it's a couple of other things we're going to change up too. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for always showing your support. And we'll have another episode to you next week. And, you know, just keep supporting us. Keep rocking with us. We're going to have something dope for y'all. We're just going to keep it going. You guys want any shout-outs before we get out?
Shout-out to Deuce. My 7-year-old son had an appendix taken out. Shout-out to you, nigga, even though you ain't going to listen. But y'all, shout-out to Deuce.
Shout-out to Deuce. For sure.
Follow us, Overrated Truth Pod, on Instagram. Our email is overratedtruthpod@gmail.com. Facebook, the Overrated Truth Podcast fan page. Like, subscribe to us on wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple's. Google. What else, Mahoney?
Wear your mask. wash your ass.
Yeah, all the necessities.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but just because you at home all day, wash your
ass. Obviously, somebody do with all these cases going up. Obviously.
Right.
Somebody needs to hear it.
Somebody needs to hear it. Wear a mask. Be kind to each other. And let me just say this, too. Y'all, this pandemic has really made me realize how annoying some of y'all are on social media. Like, stop with these quotes telling people, if you didn't get yourself up during this, then you not about that life. You don't know what the hell people going through. So, you know, check on your strong friends. Check on your sad friends. Just check on each other. And with that being said, I will say, remember, there are always three sides to every story. All of them are true. Peace out. Love y'all.